truth about angels. Angelic entities seem to follow the same pattern in dealing with people. Known by different names, watchers, guardians, gatekeepers, their true nature is to keep humanity from progressing in any way, especially in the area of spiritual power or knowledge. They are like guards in a concentration camp, the watchtowers. Angels are human-hating extraterrestrials, and their agenda is to keep humanity spiritually enslaved and without power. Those who are without and delve into the occult a little too deeply will often meet with unpleasant experiences. Again, fear is often used as a means of control. One way or another, those who are without are often deceived into relationships with angels. Of course, there are variations, but here is what to look for. You will see this if you read anything about people's experiences. The angelic entity intrudes. Most often the creature is uninvited and takes it upon itself to barge in on someone's psyche totally uninvited. The entity uses love to lower the victim's defenses. This is done deliberately and masks the entity's true intentions. The victim, human beings are emotionally vulnerable. How many serious mistakes have been made at the mercy of our emotions, feels the love, and is deceived into believing this is a positive visitor. The entity never explains much or gives the victim any valuable knowledge. Most questions are not answered, and if they are, they are in riddles or nonsense. Any information given is either incorrect or incomplete. Often the entity will make a statement that it is coming to warn the victim and or humanity of erring ways. This many times has to do with anything the entity deems as a threat to their total control. In most cases, playing upon the ability for one to defend oneself, humanity's use of mind power for psychic self-defense, is extremely threatening to these alien predators, as their main tool of control is through the mind. Their worst worry is should humanity ever discover the truth and attain the same powers of the mind as they possess. They preach a false concept of peace and love to disarm humanity and create a helpless, defenseless earth. Their own convictions concerning this are made blatantly clear throughout the Christian Bible, where they are bringers of torture, suffering, and death. The book of Revelation and Apocalypse says it all. The entity, in many cases, delivers negative prophecy. Most often, this predicts personal ruin, disaster for the victim, his or her loved ones, or others who are close. The entity then offers false reassurance that it will remain with the victim through all of this, but does not lift a finger to stop it. The entity, in many ways, such as with ignorant, unknowing New Age people, acts as a healer when channeled. As usual, no knowledge of any value is given, and the healer as well as the patient remain cripples and are helpless without the entity's assistance, making them slaves. I have dealt with these entities, and they are anything but benevolent. They are bringers of death, misfortune, and their victims of choice are children. I have seen this many times. People who get into angel magic are either extremely arrogant or their personal lives end up in disaster. One guy who was into this sort of thing was severely depressed and into drugs. When I was a small child, my mother told me her parents had a baby girl several years before she was born. This little girl, when 2 years of age, they were Christians, would point and say, "Angel, angel." Soon afterwards, she hit her head on a streetcar when it jerked to a stop and soon died from complications. A Christian woman who was expecting a baby was visited by an angel. The angel told her that the baby would be stillborn. Of course, the baby was stillborn. The angels of Apocalypse dumped fire, plagues, and all other kinds of nasties on humanity. Angels prey upon children and take their souls to use for hosting energy that angels and other ETs entities feed off of.